This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Another budding entrepreneur shows off their idea to Deborah Meaden on Instant Dragon's Den. Does Chris get a five balling on bangers? And there's my least favourite game, Boss Chicken. We call one of our big bosses and say a really uncomfortable phrase. Right, I've heard that song so many times. I've never noticed the line, I want to live with you even when we're ghosts.
Even when you're ghosts. Yeah.
I'd like to do a show with you when we're ghosts.
Well, let's do that.
A pop a sheet on my head.
See you in the afterlife, mate.
Just a couple of holes for eyes there.
One BBC. Radio One.
Wonder what the radio's like in the afterlife.
Ooh, I'm a ghost. Hello, it's Scott Mills here. Hi, John in Oxford, doing some plastering. He says, can you play the bloke's laugh from when you did bangers yesterday? It was a good laugh.
I know why you're bringing this up as well. I know that this time last week when you were 4-0 down, it was almost like you shot evils at all of us if we dared mention the situation around a five ball in. But you seem more than happy a couple of minutes into the show to bring this up.
Yeah, I mean, it is literally the second thing I brought up on today's show, isn't it? So hope you got good pants on today, have you?
Listen, what I'll say is anyone who is calling up for bangers today, go with the best song.
There is a possible five-ball situation occurring later. Those are the rules. I had to get my pants down last... Not my pants down, my trousers down last week. And that could happen to you today if I win. 5-0 is a possible situation.
Yeah, if you win bangers today, it's trousers down, lap round the studio.
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to have to go with Scott.
That was from yesterday. He sounded so pleased with himself that he'd done it, like the worst X Factor moment of all time.
Because I thought I'd won it, and he'd done that classic thing of, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go with Scott. But his little laugh, he was so happy with himself.
So that's at 2:40. Also, coming up at 1:40, more budding entrepreneurs who think they've come up with a brilliant idea or invention, but CBA to go on the TV show Dragon's Den, because it's a long situation. You have to fill in a form. You might not be accepted. Then you have to go up and down that lift a bit, meet the dragons face-to-face, intimidating. No need. I've got Deborah Meaden's number. We just directly connect you to her, and you tell her your invention or idea. Instant Dragon's Den, 1:40.
Scott Mills.
Looking for your Insta story earlier. Why is that deleted?
Oh, don't worry.
Oh.
You know where you
something
put
happened last night?
Yeah, you know where you put something on Insta and then you suddenly think, oh, probably shouldn't have put that on there, actually. Oh. Because you're sort of off the moment. And then I was watching it back and I was like, actually, that probably shouldn't be on there.
Yeah, it says this tweet is... story is no longer available.
Yeah, it's something I said. And
this story is no longer available. It still says it on there, which makes it look worse than it is.
Well, surely it just vanishes. Is that not what happens?
You'd think it would vanish, but it looks bad because it now says that you're basically hiding something.
So it doesn't just delete?
No, it's still on there now.
Why is that happening?
What was it? Was it really bad?
It was quite bad.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Ash in Brighton. Also, we've got the Muggy crew on the way to Centre Parks. Right, lads, really lads on tour.
Do we think the T-shirts are on?
Well, probably, yeah.
Mugs on tour?
I've never been to that place, Wentworth's. Is it good?
The Wentworth's?
Yeah. What do you do there?
Do you know what? I haven't been. I'd love to go.
We like should make a spa thing.
This sounds weird when we're saying this, but we should do some kind of weekend like that, you know, where we go and get involved in a few activities.
Me and you have done a spa before. Why is this not allowed to be on air?
No, but I think we should do stuff, Scott.
I love being in a robe with you.
All right, well,
it's relaxing.
Odd.
Yeah, it's happened before. Like we say most stuff on air. Like, why is this a thing?
No,
we said it at the beginning of January, like, oh, let's do more activities. Still hasn't happened.
Radio. Scott Mills.
Hello, Jackson.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to Instant Dragon's Den. Have you got an idea that's going to blow Deborah Meaden's mind and make her invest?
Without a doubt, yes. Most definitely.
Oh, you are confident. I like that.
I'm very confident. This idea has been festering my brain for about 8 years now.
Right. How come nothing's been done about it?
Just things have got in the way. University, work, you know, the standard stuff.
Just life, really.
Life in general, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'm about to put you through to Deborah Meaden at home because she loves it. And remember, just be confident. Don't break under pressure, OK?
I won't, hopefully not.
OK. How are you feeling? Terrified?
Nah, not too bad. I've just done a presentation at work, so I've got my shirt, I've got my tie on. I'm ready to go.
Okay, you're in the zone.
I'm in the zone.
Yeah, you're kind of dressed in a way which is going to help your mentality in this. You're dressed smart. Now's the time to be smart.
Yes, definitely.
And you've got all the numbers together?
No.
Okay. Maybe don't tell Deborah that. Scott Mills. This is quite rude. Are you actually going to do a Deborah Meaden Dragon's Den game with anyone who's got a decent idea? I thought they all been quite good, actually. A lot of people saying, why is Deborah Meaden always at home?
Good point.
It's true. It's not always a home number. Sometimes we just connect you to her mobile as well, but yeah. Okay, so Jackson's on the line. Good luck, Jackson. I'm about to connect him to Deborah Meaden with his idea, which he's confident about. Good luck. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Deborah Meaden?
It is. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Jackson Henry. You're on the Radio 1 show with Scott Mills.
Ah, right. It's that time of year. Yeah. Hello.
How are you doing today? Are you okay?
Well, so far I'm doing really well. Are you going to make my day better or worse?
Yes, I am, yes. But I've got a proposition for you.
Oh.
So basically, before I start on with my idea, I just want to make you aware that this is literally just an idea. But it's one that I feel has got huge potential to revolutionise the fitness industry. So while working out, I found it very, very difficult to get hold of the weights during peak times. And the gym became a huge mess as people would throw the weights around. They wouldn't give a care at all about the gym. So I basically thought, come up with the idea of how can I get rid of all the weights altogether, which take up a lot of room, make a lot of mess, and cost a lot of money for these gyms.
Right.
So basically, my idea allows each bench and machine to be allocated one set of weights, but a fitnessized magnetic sheet is fitted to each equipment. So the individual will have access to the fitness app, which will allow them to sign in on entry to the gym. So this will allow them to increase and decrease the strength of the magnetic field. So basically, hence, that will make the weight lighter or stronger. One thing about this app, it will give you a self-spotting technology, which will allow the individual...
Jackson, are you actually going to allow me to ask any questions at all? Are you just going to keep talking?
I feel like the more...
Right now, in Dragon's Den, somebody will be saying, you know it's a three-minute pitch, don't you?
Oh, really?
I've got it.
Have you got the gist of the idea?
So you don't need weights. You save space in the gym.
Yep. Save space. Save cost.
By using magnetic sheet that offers you a set amount of resistance according to how much you want. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. Do you see how long that took me?
Well, no, I just wanted to give you the backstory. Yeah. Just make sure you were up to speed.
Okay. So how far have you got with this idea?
So this has been about 8 years now I've had this idea.
Not how long have you had it? How far have you got with it?
So I've done kind of the standard stuff, market research, talking to, like, say, personal trainers, for example, talking to my friends. To be honest, it's been all really good feedback. There's obviously a few kind of stumbling blocks with the idea. But go on then.
What's the biggest stumbling block with the idea?
Well, of course, it's a magnet. So metal is a problem.
Yeah. But, yeah. You see, this is interesting because you're actually answering your own question. You're answering your own problem, aren't you?
Jackson. Well, we can have an exclusive gym,
Jackson,
where no metal is allowed.
How do I stop you? How do I stop? There you are. Jackson. Do you know what? I think gyms can probably manage this issue, and much more to the point, I think putting magnets in a gym is going to be. I pay to go and watch it, but I won't be investing it. I'm really sorry, Jackson. But it's been lovely to talk to you. You have a very nice
brilliant.
Manner about you, but I won't
Thanks
be investing.
A lot, Deborah.
I'm out.
Thank you. Bye.
She's right, you do have a very good manner, a very good business manner.
Oh, good to hear.
Evan Davis, the voiceover of Dragon's Den, and the presenter, would be on now saying he got an offer of sorts from the Dragon, in the sense that she has offered to pay to come see this thing happening. That's kind of good.
That's definitely a positive.
Yeah.
I kind of felt the more talking I do, that's the little she can do, so then she won't be able to drill me as much.
Yeah, I think you maybe did over-talk it.
Oh, really?
But that's just nerves, I think.
Yeah, possibly. She's got time to email me, it's fine.
Do you reckon, Scott, this was one for Duncan Bannatyne, maybe?
Maybe. He's the gym one, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Is he going to be doing one in the future?
No plans. No plans. We're loyal to our dragons. There's only one Mrs. Meaden.
Oh, OK. What did you think about the idea?
Yeah, I can't tell if you're the new Mark Zuckerberg or the complete opposite. Mm. There was sort of a lot of science that you were throwing there, which made me think that you knew what you were doing. This could be a goer.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what the name is?
Yeah.
Fitnetize.
Good.
Yeah. Combination of fitness and magnetize.
Yeah, I get it.
I got you fitnetized. There you go. That's going to be great.
Jackson, if we ever do Dragon's Den with Duncan Bannatyne, then I'll get back in touch.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Good to speak to you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
We had Chris and Kem from Love Island on the show earlier this week. In their new track, It's a Little Bit Leave It, Kem did claim to be 5'10".
It's a little bit leave it.
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 Kem, I sound 5'10".
Is he though? We cast doubt on this. So we got Chris to measure him using some...
No, it's worth doing.
It's worth doing.
I'm going to measure him. I'll do this. What do I do it, Kem? Head to feet or feet to head?
Just feet to head, mate.
Feet to head?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to give you a little bit of a measure for you. Here goes. Do you want to just stand still?
Yeah.
Your face the other way?
Cool.
Just relax yourself, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Relax yourself.
Bit gutted about this, really. I didn't want anyone to ever know how tall I was. What's it saying, Chris? 5'10" or...?
It's not far off 5'10". I can see why you got 5'10" in your head. Right. I've got a measurement, guys.
Right, and how tall's
that? Guys? Don't know, probably it's probably a couple inches off, actually. I'm confused over the whole inches and centimetres thing.
Oh, wow.
I think now I've got the mark.
Get on with it.
I think, Scott, Chris, I'm going to leave this bit of cardboard to you and you can confirm it for us.
Think, I'm not really happy to be measured with these
no,
shoes. It's not really fair.
No, believe
it's
Scott,
such a big
Chris.
Thing that everyone wants to know. I'm not really happy for the final decision to be made on these shoes. I'll be honest.
Okay. What we'll do anyway, but it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is you are up to that height. So regardless of whether that's 5'10 or not, that is your height there. So we
and
will
that,
get
they're
that
saying that's 5'10.
Yeah, but if it's not, it doesn't matter because we'll measure it properly.
That's probably 6. That's right. Probably 5'12.
What we should have done is put really exciting music underneath this.
Yeah, to make it better. Yeah, we've added more drama. How tall was he?
He was about 5'6". Yeah.
It's a little bit, leave it.
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 Kem, I sound 5'6".
Scott Mills.
That's Starly. Coming up, brand new Charlie Puth on New Music Friday. Also, Kungs and Harry Styles. Two Ghosts. Oh, it's like us doing a radio show like we were talking back earlier. Two ghosts. Radio one.
Imagine we were ghosts doing a radio show. Lol.
Wasn't that James Arthur song? I want to live with you when we're ghosts.
Very quickly, whilst we're on the Love Island thing. So you still got me on ghost voice?
Yes. Hello.
I'm here. I'm not in the afterlife.
Yeah, go on.
Kem, modelling.
Oh, right, okay. So
on YouTube is my go-to new annoying video.
Every week Chris has a new video that he watches just to annoy himself. He knows it's going to annoy him when he puts it on.
But I have to watch it.
But he does it on purpose to feel just a little bit angry.
For a long time,
the video was Vernon Kay on stage at one of Radio 1's big weekends doing The Running Man.
I know, and we talked about this, I think, last week. So thank you, everyone, that then decides to message Vernon Kay and tell him. Because he did reply.
Yeah. So the new one is...
And this is nothing against Kem. I like Kem. But Kem... modelling for Boohoo.
Okay, I've just looked it up. I know exactly why it annoys you. Because he is acting like he's done it for years.
Yeah.
He's like staring into the distance or like, yeah, I'm a model.
It's
I'm 5'10".
It's horrible to watch. Please watch and let me know what you think.
Okay, I'm watching 4 now. I can tell already I'm going to be annoyed.
Scott Mills.
You know my Tune of the Week by Marshmello?
Yeah.
He's a DJ, producer. He's over from America in the next couple of weeks. Wants to come in because we made him Tune of the Week.
Great.
Doesn't talk.
Really doesn't talk, doesn't or talk. Are they just saying he won't talk? Or?
So this is not a joke. They have just offered us Marshmello. He'll come in and that, but obviously no voice.
For a radio interview?
Right. So I'm suggesting he just like knocks the answers out, not one out or something. Like. So it's like...
One for yes, two for no.
Yeah, so it's like, do you like the UK?
Do you know what I like about this, though? You can kind of ask any question then, can't you? And guarantee an answer. Sometimes it can be awkward when
it's only going to be yes or no, really, isn't it? So I think for yes and...
When he just knocks them out.
Yeah. Yeah?
I'm keen.
Don't get that on other stations, do you? Huh? All right, Teen Awards. It's really near now. 22nd of October. Rita Ora, The Vamps, Dua Lipa, Liam Payne, Camila Cabello will all be in Wembley. You think sometimes artists, like world-class artists, arrive at Wembley and go, what the? Because there's a really weird kind of, like, as you approach the arena, there is a really weird selection of shops.
Yeah, there is. Also, when they arrive as well, you've got these world-class artists. And what I particularly love about the Teen Awards, it's especially good if you're there, because there's loads of, like, random guests around as well that haven't even been announced yet, like just random people from TV shows and that. And you get to see these big artists sort of interacting with those people.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
It is weird. But I'm talking about when Camila Cabello's rocking up in like a pair of sunglasses and she sees the cut price ladies fashion boutiques as she approaches the arena. Like they're called things like Pretty Lady Fashions.
Yes.
She must be like, what the?
Or on the way past the kind of Royal Chicken.
Right. There's so many of those chicken shops.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's going to be good. You can vote for best single from this lot.
One best single.
Rockabye, Clean Bandit, Anne-Marie, Sean Paul. Or do you want DJ Khaled, Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts? Or New Rules, Dua Lipa. Or Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Despacito. Or Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber, Despacito. So those are your options for best single. Please vote. Every vote counts. You've got until 5:15 this Sunday. That's all. 5:15 p.m. Sunday, 8th of October. Which of those is most likely to hit FKC first, do you think?
Yeah.
Or Dallas?
Oh, sorry, chicken. Sorry. God, I didn't know what you were talking about for a second.
I'm saying Ed.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you've got such an option there. There's so many. Remember, you can still get your ticket to this year's Teen Awards. They're available from the Radio 1 website now. Come and see us. All the DJs will be there. And loads of amazing pop stars. Teen Awards, Sunday, 22nd of October. You'll hear it all live happening on Radio 1. It's going to be good.
Radio 1.
Teen Awards. Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Here we go then, everyone. At the moment on Bangers, it's 4-0 to me.
How
Scott Mills.
You are. Unbelievable.
Hello, Georgina.
Hello.
Hey, Georgina.
You okay?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, you. What are you doing this weekend then?
Boring assignments and coursework, probably.
Okay, whereabouts are you?
I am in Hurst.
Okay, now you know the situation here. I've won four times in a row. If Chris was to lose today, it's a trow down situation.
It is. Georgina, here's
the... power in my hands, then.
There's so much... Yeah, but also, think of it this way. You've got the power to stop that happening. And what I would say is, if you like my song, and I've put so much effort into coming up with the right banger for today, go with it, and I will really owe you. So you do have power. Okay. You do have the power. You're right. But it works both ways.
It's all
about the song. Let's make this simple. It's all about the song. If you think the song's not very good, I will take my trousers down.
Okay.
And you don't hear that often.
On my Instagram. Radio. You don't, actually. You don't get that on the other stations again. See, that's the difference. The Radio 1 difference there, everyone.
Okay.
Okay, this is what I've got for you. Just remember.
Oh, I hate this feeling. Scott to serve.
So this is my song. Justin Timberlake, Like I Love You.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you like that, Georgie? It's a good song, but...
It is a good song, I'll give you that.
I see Scott's banger, and I raise it with this. It's the mighty Tiesto, Adagio for Strings. I needed to go big.
Wow, you've gone big.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
That's a difficult one.
It's difficult.
It's a very difficult one.
It's literally in your hands. That sounds horrible. It's not, but yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Yes.
What?
Come on, I've saved it. I've saved it.
What? It was all about the music. It was all about the music. It was the best of songs.
Mate, so much respect for you. You've done the right thing.
So annoying. One of our bosses just come in and has pointed out that that song is a mess. It's all over the shop.
Big tune.
But it's massive, isn't it? Oh, nothing's on beat on that song.
Do you know, getting that back at 4-0.
I mean, I don't think there's anything I could have pulled out that would beat like an old school Ibiza classic like that.
Well, summed up here.
You are lucky, lucky
mate,
lad.
I'm so torn in my emotions right now. A big part of me wanted Chris to get five-balled and drop trowel.
Yeah.
But what a tune.
I know.
It's from Benji Boy.
You just know that so many people turned that up so loud. That was Tiësto. 4-1. Narrowly missing out on a five ball in their start.
BBC Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay then, it's time for this. Boss Chicken, we've not done it for ages. Here's what happened last time we played it. A man called Phil, who looks after all of Radio 1's videos online. Quite important. So we go back and forth saying the phrase until that person answers the phone. It is one of our big bosses, and then whoever it lands on when they answer has to say it in full. Now, Phil had recently been posting half-naked pictures of his buffeting chest on Instagram.
Yeah, I think he's on some new fitness thing, and we didn't notice these pictures cropping up, and we thought, well, this would be the perfect game to do it. Sort of screws one of us over, but that's kind of the danger and the joy of this game.
It's a bit weird when you start seeing like topless photos of your boss.
Yeah, but yeah. Right.
Anyway, so we played it with him, and we had to tell him he had a lovely chest.
You've got a lovely chest.
You've got a lovely chest.
Got a lovely chest.
You've 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 got a lovely... Hello?
Hello, Phil speaking. Hello, Phil speaking.
You've got a lovely chest. Hello?
Hello? Hello there.
Hello, Phil, it's Scott Mills.
Scott, how you doing?
Just wanted to say that you've got a lovely chest and you're looking well fit on Instagram.
Thanks, buddy.
I've got to go. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
See ya.
Oh. BBC Radio 1. Horrible. Okay. So, we are now going to call... I'm not keen on this. We're going to call, like, a guy that you might remember from the Chris Miles show. He's now really, really important. Aled Hayden-Jones.
Mm.
Do you remember BB Aled?
He's our... No. All right, so here's the situation. He is our boss here.
Yes.
And...
lovely guy. Sometimes... No, he does, always has a sense of humour.
But you're just trying... What you're trying to do is make the situation more comfortable. The reality of this situation is we're going to call one of our bosses now. Yeah. Alan is one of our bosses.
Yeah.
And we've been given the phrase.
Yeah,
and so it's the phrase that is causing us a bit of an issue between me and Scott.
This is what I don't like.
I think this is a bit weird.
Right, but. Okay. So the phrase we've been given to say to Alan, our major boss, is... You were rear of the year.
Now, it's kind of an unspoken subject in the office because there's not many offices around the UK whose boss will have won rear of the year.
No, that's weird. But when he was on Chris Mosher, he did once
He
won rear of the year.
There's pictures out there.
Now, let me just check. I can see the office from here. Who knew that Aled won rear of the year?
No, there's hardly anyone. Not as many people as you'd think.
That definitely happened. There's a picture of him there in his jeans and that. You can hear the nerves in my voice. So we're going to call Aled in a minute. And I need a song to prepare for this. We're going to keep it going in turns until he answers. And the phrase,
You Were Rear of the Year. That's coming next.
Scott Mills.
Boss Chicken. So we're going to call Aled, who is our head of programmes here at BBC One, BBC Radio One. Got where it works there. Well, he basically decides if any of us have a show or not.
The phrase we're agreed on here is You Were Rear of the Year. To be fair, I know we're feeling bad about this, but it is a fact. So
I'm genuinely scared.
Might not land on you, might not land on me, but that's what keeps this game alive. I know you're stressing, and I know you're stressing for reasons that we probably can't even explain right now,
right.
But it's the game.
Okay.
We agreed to play it this week.
I just think this is too far, but okay. All right, then.
I think it could be solved with an apology. He is a fun guy. He'll be all right.
Okay. Newly promoted.
Yay. Yeah. All hold right. on, hold on. Before we do this is wise, right? No one's running in saying no.
No,
so.
But I just don't. Okay, right, let's just get on with it. Come on.
Okay, so who's
I don't like it.
Hold on, before don't connect yet. Who goes first? You
me.
Or me?
Me. And then the what am I saying?
You were rear of the year.
Oh God.
Well, we can change it slightly. No, I like that one. You were rear of the
it's
year.
It's a lovely bomb.
No, you can't say that.
All right, you were rear of the year. Okay.
So the agreement is here. Mm-hmm. When he picks up.
Yeah.
Whoever it lands on has to repeat the phrase, okay? Clearly. All right?
Okay.
Dial him
just
up.
Dial it, fine.
You go first. Go. Yep.
You were rear of the year.
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 Oh, no. You were rear of the year.
You were rear of the year.
You were rear of the year. You were rear of the year.
You were rear of the year.
You were rear of the year.
You were rear of the year.
You were
rear of
the year.
Hello?
Hi, Aled. You're right.
I'm good.
You were rear of the year.
Yes, I was. Who is this?
Oh, it's Chris. Chris Stark.
Hi, Chris.
You all right?
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. That happened, didn't it?
I'm in the room with Ben. Everything all right?
Fine. Everything's fine, yeah, we're just doing the show. And we were just talking about the time that you were rear of the year.
Are you okay? Yeah, I was.
All fine. Do you remember that?
I do.
And it was, they were lovely jeans you were wearing.
Aren't you on air? Is everything all right? I'm in
fine.
The meeting with Ben.
Sorry.
Should we talk about this later?
Yeah, say hi from me.
Okay. Cheers, Chris.
Okay, bye.
Oh, I mean, that couldn't have been any worse.
So he's with...
He's really high up, and he's with the person that's even more high up than him.
I thought he can't
really get any much higher.
I thought he sounded all right. I thought he sounded cool with it.
God!
Are we cool with that?
No. Why?
People around me looking worried.
I'm fine.
I think it was all right. I actually thought that went all right.
When's your contract up?
What worries me more is he's with the other boss.
Okay.
I feel my heart is pounding, but I actually think he took that well. Unless people are hearing it differently to me, I thought he took that well.
I don't know.
It's kind of random if he's having a meeting with the boss and then says and then he gets a phone call like that.
Right. Okay. Let's play a song and we'll take a moment to think about
it. I think
what
it was fine.
Done.
I think it's fine.
Scott Mills.
All you really need now is Lee Nelson slowly handing you a P45.
Here's how I'm gonna deal with that situation that's just happened. I'm just gonna pretend when he asked me about it, I'm just gonna pretend it never happened.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna
What was that called about earlier? I don't know what you're on about.
I think that's the best way, just deny everything.
You have balls of steel, says Emily. Yeah. I'm a behaviour expert. He didn't take that well.
Everyone's saying he took it, but I honestly thought he was okay. But everyone is messaging saying that I'm in trouble.
Not heard from him since. Okay, good.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's been a good week. We didn't believe that Kem from Love Island is actually 5'10", like he says in their song A Little Bit Leave It. So we got his best friend Chris to measure him.
What do I do it, Kem? Head to feet or feet to head?
Just... feet to head, mate.
Feet to head?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a measure for you.
Okay, he was actually 5'6". This week also saw the return of the naked game where one of our callers was in the buff. Was it Zoe in Reading?
It's me, Victoria.
No way!
It's not Zoe. Oh, Victoria, you fooled us.
And Chris had to remind our big boss about the time he won Rear of the Year.
Yeah, they were lovely jeans you were wearing.
Aren't you on air? Is everything all right? I'm in the meeting with Ben. Should we talk about this later?
Yeah.
More of that 1-4 weekdays next week.
Scott Mills.
We're back Monday from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.